Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're gonna be talking about batch content creation. And for me, I have to say that batch creating used to be the last thing I would ever want to do. And right now, when I do quite a lot of batch creation for social media, for podcasting, specifically for the video content, but also including things like email marketing and so on. Now, when I do a lot of this batch creation, I have also proven to myself why it can be quite challenging at times. But at the same time, I have also found it to be one of the most solid ways to consistently keep showing up, even on the days, even on the weeks and months when you don't really feel like it. So let's talk about batch creation, how to plan for it, how to organize everything, and what are some of the do's and don'ts from my experience. So I do want to specifically focus on video content creation, as it often is kind of the trickiest one to batch create, and there are many different elements that come into play. So my story with batch content creation is that I used to really believe that I love to create content on the go. I want to make sure that the content I'm putting out is relevant. The content I'm putting out is something I do feel passionate for right now, right? And with batch content creation, there definitely is that timing question, how long it will actually take for you to publish the content that you are filming or creating today. And sometimes that relevancy is lost, which I have found to be one of the biggest issues personally for me. But then scheduling kind of helps me to deal with that as well. So I used to do most of the content, reels for Instagram, emails, everything in between. I used to do it when I felt like it and when I wanted to share something. But now, as of recently, I have become a lot more strategic about my schedule. Plus, I have started some new Instagram account as well, where I'm doing 365-day consistency challenge, which literally means that I want to be showing up every single day. And that's just not realistic for me, for my energy levels. I did create this challenge for myself with the thought that I just want to prove to myself that consistency makes a difference and consistency matters. And honestly, the only way how I could actually get it done is by batch creating. So again, specifically talking about video content, as of now, as of rather recently, like 1 month ago, I have become a lot more strategic about the way how I approach this creation process, how I edit, how I schedule, how I prepare for everything. And I will walk you through it exactly step by step. As someone who is coming from that background of not loving batch content creation per se. And I have to say that one of the biggest things for me that helped me to create content without overthinking it as much is giving myself the flexibility to change my mind along the way or add in some bits and pieces if I feel like I want to. So if there still is any other content that I feel like is more relevant, or there is like a piece of content that I might want to redo in real time, or maybe there's a time sensitive date or period of time where I want to talk about something specifically and I didn't particularly plan for it when I was batch creating, I give myself that freedom to do just that. And a lot of it comes down to the way I schedule things, and I will just walk you through the whole process so it makes a lot more sense. So one of the things that I have started doing as of recently is using Notion for managing my content. Now, Notion is one of those project management tools that I used to stay away from mostly because it has so many features, honestly. It's just a few too many features for me. I love the simplicity of platforms like Asana and Trello, and I use them for most of my projects. But when it comes specifically to social media management, there's just so many different things going on that I felt like I do need to step into Notion spaces and explore how I can optimize my own project management, specifically for social media. And I have to say that this is probably one of the most important first steps to consider: the organization. How are you going to organize everything from, first of all, your ideas to actual creation and editing process? On Notion, it's rather simple for me. I have one list with all of my ideas, and every time I got a new idea, I just add it on the list. Usually, if it's like on the go and I don't really have like easy access to Notion, I will just add that note somewhere else first. And then like once a week, I gather all of my notes and put them in Notion. Now, I have created tags, and these tags actually indicate in what phase of the process this idea is. So it's either not started yet, or I plan to record it soon, or it has been recorded, and there are overall 6 different phases, including editing, adding subtitles, and scheduling. The way you choose to organize it obviously is up to you. Either you want to do it, you know, you want to keep it extremely simple, or maybe there's a specific tool or platform you know you want to use. Whatever is the case, just make sure everything is organized. Now, when I have those ideas written down, and as I mentioned, one of the tags is to be recorded, which means that ultimately next time when I'm going to be sitting down to do the batch content creation, this material is going to be recorded. Again, some things might be time sensitive, so I will like add a note about the date. Some things are just something I'm really excited to talk about like right now. Some things I will actually push for later down the line. Maybe there's an idea that I have noted as to be recorded, but when the time comes, I just don't really feel like talking about it. So I will leave it in there for the next time and literally just wait for that inspiration to kick back in when I do feel excited to talk about it again. And that leads us to the batch creation actual process, right? So what I would normally do, I will have a day or 2 per week. It really depends on my schedule, how busy I am, how much time I can dedicate. It might as well be like one day every 2 weeks, so that works for you. I usually do like at least one recording day every 2 weeks. In most cases, it's gonna be 2 recording days every 2 weeks, which may be back to back, or they may be like scattered over these 2 weeks. It really, really depends. On the recording day, I have a list of the things I want to be talking about. Now, this is that selection process of what do I actually feel like talking about those days. I do give myself the freedom to kind of choose from all of those listed topics, to choose the ones that I do feel the most like attracted to right at the moment. It just helps me to be more in the flow. And talking about the flow, I think this is also a very important aspect. It's important that you do recordings on the days when you feel like recording, because there are some days, and I know that sometimes you just don't have that flexibility, but as much as you can, I would schedule or even reschedule the content creation for the days when you do have that motivation. So for me, I do have a rather flexible schedule. So even if I have a content creation day planned, if I don't feel like creating content, I will not be doing that. Some days I just, you know, you just wake up feeling like, ugh, like I literally can't be bothered to show up in front of camera. And it has nothing to do with anything specific. It's just the way you feel, right? And then there are other days when you have a lot of inspiration, a lot of excitement. You have that, you know, you have that actually willingness to create the content. Those are the days you should be recording. And I know that it cannot always be perfect. Sometimes you actually just have to sit down, do the first 2 videos that might not be that great, and then you get in the flow. That can also be the case, but ideally, if you can, record when you really feel like it. And I know it can be hard to schedule, but as much as you can, just consider that. You can consider your phases of your cycle. You know, in some phases you might have more energy. In some phases you can predict that you may have like cramps, or you just don't feel that good. You know, so this can definitely help as well. Now, another huge part of this process, now that you have recorded, and usually I will do recording like within that day. I will not be doing things like changing my outfit or changing location. I will usually do it just in one spot, in one outfit. And then when I do more videos, I will then schedule them in the way that they're like mixed and matched. So it's not like just me all the same in every video. But sometimes if I'm really vibing in the day and I feel like recording more, I might change my outfit and change my location as well. And now the next important part of the process is to actually organize the recorded content. Okay, this is, if I could emphasize it anymore, I would. I really want to put accent on this idea that you have to organize the content you have created, because I have so many times gotten lost with the videos I have created. I don't know which is the video that I have to edit, which video I may have to delete. You know, which one was better? Maybe I have taken several takes on the same topic. One is better, one is worse. I don't want to use, you know, the one I didn't like. You want to be very strategic about the way you organize everything. One thing that I would normally do is as soon as I have recorded the thing, I will name it. So in my phone, I have recorded, I'm gonna change the name of the file so I know exactly what this video is about. Then every few videos, I will upload everything I have created in a Dropbox folder that will be marked as recorded videos. Now, as these videos, for me, my next step is putting subtitles and editing it in the script. Sometimes I go the longer route and I first edit in InShot, then I add subtitles on the script. It really depends on the video and on the level of editing I would want to do for that specific video. So then I will move the content through the next phases. And in each phase, I will mark in which phase it is. Now, this is the tracking that is happening in Notion, where I literally just change that phase. So from to be recorded, now it's going to be in the next phase as already recorded. Then it might be in the editing, then it might be in any of the next steps. And I think this is one of the biggest things. Now, if we talk about some of my biggest mistakes, this is literally one of those things. Not organizing properly and not planning in advance the whole content. It doesn't mean I don't have everything scripted. I don't have anything scripted really. I don't have like full draft content for all of the videos, right? I don't always know exactly what I'm gonna say. I just have that idea and I know that I can roll with it. At the same time, if I would need any more notes, I would add more notes. But the idea is that when the batch content creation day happens, I have a plan. I don't have to start thinking like, oh, what I'm gonna be talking about. I don't really feel like talking about this, that, or the other, and I have no topics, right? So I'm gathering those topics over time, organizing it all in Notion. And then once I have recorded, I want to make sure that I keep on track with everything. I name all the videos, I organize all the videos, I put them in the proper folders. And that really simplifies the whole creation process a ton. And not organizing definitely has been one of my biggest mistakes. Now, as for another mistake, and I wouldn't really call it a mistake, but just like a downside of organizing is what I already mentioned, that relevancy factor. Like sometimes you record something and you're really excited to be talking about it at that time, but maybe within a week or two when the scheduling time comes, you don't really feel that much for the topic in general. And first of all, as I already mentioned in the beginning, I give myself permission to like switch things out. If there's a content that I have fully prepared and it's like good to go, but I don't feel like posting it anymore, I will just not post it. And I will keep that content somewhere just in case one day I want to return to it, or maybe there's one day when I don't have anything to post, I can literally just use it anyways, right? But ultimately, you don't have to force yourself to do anything. It's your content. Like, who cares, right? So another thing when it comes to relevancy, which really helps me, is that scheduling part. I use Metricool for scheduling my content. I will leave the link to that below in the description as well. Metricool can be used for up to 50 posts for free. So if you post up to 50 posts per month, you can use it for free. This is one of those platforms that helps you to easily manage more than just one social media. So for example, if you're posting on Instagram and TikTok, this is the way to go. Or you want to make sure to have it on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and maybe LinkedIn, this is the way to go. LinkedIn is not included in the free plan though. You can get it when you just get started. You get it for like 3 months, but then it's going to be eliminated unless you pay. But ultimately, this is the best way to actually stay consistent with your content. And when it comes to the scheduling, so it really helps me with the relevancy, at least in my own mind, right? Because many of the topics I talk about, unless it's really something very time specific, most of the topics are evergreen. And even though I might feel like within 2 weeks, I don't really feel that much, you know, passion for the topic anymore, once it's out there, people can still relate to it. There's still some value. It's still an interesting information. So scheduling helps for this in a way that when I schedule it after having it done, like after I have edited it, I schedule it right away. I don't have to specifically think about it in terms of do I want to post it or not. I just do, right? So, and of course, again, like if you don't want to post it, you can just take it out of the schedule as well. Now, another thing when it comes to scheduling, so I don't love scheduling per se. That is one of those things that I have stayed away from for most of the time because I actually like to be present on the platform in time of the publishing. However, especially as I'm trying to upkeep consistent schedules, scheduling in advance can definitely help and make sure that you don't have to every single day or like even, you know, 3 to 5 days per week. If you want to be posting a lot, you don't have to repeatedly think about it. Oh, did I post it? When was the last time I did it? And so on. So what I would do, I would literally have like those 2 days. One day will be for creation. The other day will be for editing and scheduling. I would have those 2 days per like month, or, you know, maybe you will have like 4 days per month where you record, you edit, you schedule, and you have that content solid and good to go. This can free up so much of your time, but also it can free up so much of your mental load. And as someone who's coming from the background of not batch creating, I really couldn't love it more at this point. And while video creation is the focus for me, especially in this specific episode, and while video content creation has been the focus in this episode, the same applies for many other things. For example, emails. I usually like to sit down and batch create emails for the month ahead. It will not always be possible because, again, sometimes there will be something time sensitive and sometimes there will be something where I just want to talk about it right that moment, right? So the schedule might change, but at least I do have that base going out consistently and I don't have to think about it. So if you haven't started batch creating just yet, make sure to consider it. It's definitely worthwhile and it can help you to stay a lot more consistent with your content. Same applies for graphics if you want to be doing like carousel posts on Instagram or pretty much anything else. That'll be it for this episode. I hope I inspired you to try out batching yourself as well. And I hope to see you in the next episode.